Welcome to Jean and Mike, to the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we're doing the crossword for Friday, October 29th, 2021. So, did you do the crossword?
I most certainly did.
And was it a triumph?
It was. It was pretty easy for a Friday.
Yep, I thought the same thing. How long did it take you?
It took me 17:27.
Took me 21:04.
Uh-huh.
Which is still just a ridiculously short time. You know, this whole week, other than I think Monday.
Maybe they're rewarding us for making it through that week before, which was so strenuous.
I don't know. According to my law of conservation of crossword difficulty, Saturday will be impossible. They're going to get Erica Gard and Sam Izerski and that third guy whose name I can't remember, and they're all going to collaborate, and no one will be able to do it, including the people who wrote it.
Uh-huh.
That's my working hypothesis. Mm-hmm. I think this was themeless.
It was themeless, mm-hmm. and it had some pretty challenging words in it, but I was able to just kind of plug along and made it through in pretty good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was something everywhere, so, mm-hmm. and I just sort of worked through it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if there's anything particularly. Let's see. I did like the fact that for 57 down, Puppy Love singer 1960 was Anka.
Yep, there he is again, Paul
right.
Anka.
Fresh off of Aso Beso.
Uh-huh.
And 56 across, a certain blood vessel to a physician, Vena.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I didn't. I mean, I know about, you know, vein. At first I was thinking vein, but that seemed too. I mean, this said certain blood vessel.
Uh-huh. They must call something with a longer name Vena.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I thought 21 across, I didn't quite understand that because I rarely go to bachelorette parties. 21 across, bachelorette party accessories, sashes.
Yes.
Can you explain that?
Well, in some bachelorette parties, there will be the bride will have a sash that says bride, and then the maid of honor will have a sash that says maid of honor.
Okay.
They wear sashes and tiaras like beauty queens.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have never attended a bachelorette party like that. In fact, I don't know that I've ever attended a bachelorette party.
But mm-hmm.
Anyway. That's the trend
mm-hmm.
now to wear sashes.
31 down, gave faithfully in a way, was tithed.
Yes.
I mean, that was pretty literal.
Yes, uh-huh.
And are you familiar with 51 across, Nickelodeon's longest running game show, Double Dare?
No.
I started working on it and I had double and I thought I was going to be Double Date.
Oh,
but,
uh-huh.
But then 49 down, taking a heavy science course load, perhaps pre-med.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I am surprised that they decided this was a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe it was a typo.
Well, I mean, the clues were long, or the answers were longer. Most of them went, you know, about half the distance of the puzzle itself, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think that in itself made it much more of a challenge than if you're just looking for three or four letter answers.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I mean, they also have the ability to control the difficulty of the clues.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like 39 down, talk long and boringly, drone on.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to sound arrogant, but...
You're sounding arrogant.
I know I'm sounding arrogant. Well, I'll get punished for it next. I'm sure tomorrow's will be impossible.
Uh-huh.
I bet I don't get tomorrow's done.
Now, I did have one exception to the puzzle, and that was 17 across, boob tube, and the answer was underwire,
mm-hmm.
which is like, I don't know why that should be the answer to that clue, because an underwire is not a boob tube. I put sports bra.
Uh-huh.
Because a sports bra really is like a tube of cloth, you know, with straps. But an underwire, I mean, that's something that's you know, it's got wire and it's molded and it doesn't look like a tube at all. So I don't know if any other women who did the puzzle, if you got caught up by that or what, but I thought that is really not an appropriate answer to boob
Well,
tube.
that's interesting because this was written by Aimée Lucido. Sounds like a woman's name. And I presume that, they apparently, when they do these crosswords, they have people who beta test them. They send out the crosswords to people to get their opinions on the clues. So it's been vetted. So there must have been some people who thought it was okay.
I don't see it. You know, I think of a tube as something cylindrical, you know, something round and hollow.
Well,
But
but if you take like a garment that's I'm not sure what actually underwire is, but if you think about sort of like a cylinder of cloth that you wrap around you, to a certain extent that's a tube, right? Because if you take the person, if you take the cloth and just stand it by itself, it's circular. So it's sort of tube-ish.
Not with an underwire, it isn't.
I'll take your word for it because I still have no idea. You say underwire, and I just assume it's a mispronunciation of underwater, or it has something to do with spying. So I should not talk. But
Sports bra would have been a much better answer. And it fit. So, but I had to take it out because it didn't work.
I think my favorite clue was and one it took me a bit to figure out. High rollers, rollers was limos.
Yes.
That was good.
Well, I found number one down was kind of a challenge. Response between a smile and a belly laugh. And first I put snicker,
Oh, okay.
then I put chortle,
Yep, I had chortle for a while.
and then I ended up with chuckle, and that was the right answer, but
I had chortle, and then I was just nothing was working there. And I saw I thought I just thought I'm taking out chortle. Chortle's got to go, and replaced it with I think because 19 across the summer setting in the Windy City, they have those clues a lot. The answer was CDT, Central Daylight Time,
Yes.
because I
I
had
knew
it.
that had to be right.
Well, you see, I had it when I had chortle. I was trying to think of something in Chicago that started with an R. I couldn't think of anything in Chicago that's there's Rahm Emanuel, but that's four letters, and I don't think that's a setting. That's a person. So that was a bit of a challenge there. But then, for that one, they had things like I Spy or Backseat Bingo. The answer was card game. I'm like, they wanted this to be a gentle Friday, I think. Although, okay, there were Ulta competitor, Sephora.
Yes.
What's that?
It's a store that sells beauty products,
Ah,
like Ulta does.
totally out of my wheelhouse.
I knew it. I knew it right away.
Okay. Well, I think that's probably it for today, except it's Fun Fact Friday.
Do, 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 do,
Do you
do.
have a fun fact for us?
I do have a fun fact.
Oh, good.
We had a clue a few days ago that was comparing two words, and I don't even remember what the words were.
Vial and
Oh,
viol.
that's right. That's right. Saying that one was a homophone
Of the other.
of the other. And I said, I thought that maybe they were homonyms. So, our fun fact for today is what is the difference between a homonym and a homophone? And there is another word we have to throw in here called a homograph. So, three different things. Okay, but let's start with the homograph. The homograph is a word that has the same spelling as another word, but a different sound and a different meaning, like the word lead, LEAD. Lead could be a metal, a lead, but then it also could be pronounced lead to go in front of. okay, or wind and wind.
Right.
Spelled the same, but pronounced differently. That's a homograph.
Or a minute and minute.
Yes, uh-huh. Or bass or bass.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a homograph. A homophone is a word that has the same sound as another word, but a different meaning, although it may or may not have the same spelling. Some examples would be pray and pray, like
right, sure, uh-huh.
Or viol and viol,
right,
which was in the crossword. Two and two.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So those are homophones.
Okay.
All right. So now a homonym is a word that is spelled like another, but has a different sound and meaning, which is the same as a homograph, or a word that sounds like another, but has a different spelling and meaning, which is essentially a homophone. Okay. Or it is a word that is spelled and pronounced like another, but has a different meaning, which could be a homograph and a homophone. So it sounds like a homo or homonym is kind of a collective of homophones and homographs.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So in the strictest sense, a homonym must be both a homograph and a homophone. So say many dictionaries. However, other dictionaries allow that a homonym can be a homograph or a homophone. So it's kind of the collective. And then it branches into two subcategories. The homonym is the collective. And then it branches into homographs or homophones.
Wow.
So there's our fun fact for today.
Well, that was fun.
Oh, I'm glad you thought so.
And I'm going to probably need to draw a picture of this to truly grasp it.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. All right. Well, I think that's it for today then. So thanks everyone for listening. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of what promises to be an incredibly hard Saturday crossword.
We'll probably be crying when we start.
I think so. I might just start crying now. But we will be back again to report on whatever happens tomorrow.
Bye-bye.